Call the meeting to order for the Town of Montville Public Safety Commission meeting. Pledge to allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Perkins is absent.
Correct.
Commissioner Bauer?
Present.
Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
Commissioner Stewart?
Here.
Mr. Baker?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette?
Ma'am.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Commissioner Murphy is also absent.
Yes. Remarks from the public, agenda items only, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public, 3-minute limit. Knock that one off. All right, new business, to consider and act on a motion to approve the FY25-26 public safety budgets. I've had a request to have the police go first, so come on up. Lieutenant Radford.
Yes, sir. Lieutenant Radford, Montville Police. Good evening. I don't know how you would like to do this, if you want to. I believe we sent and forwarded all of you a copy of our requested budget for the fiscal year 25-26. Before we do get started, I will note there is two changes that I would like to have you add on to yours that when we updated it after we sent it to you, and it was my mistake to send the corrected to you. And it's just simply under the dispatch budget, which is on page 2. There are two changes. One is the part-time dispatcher's salary, which is the second one down. We did not fill that in. We're going to leave that at $5,000 is our request.
Okay.
And then the next, the only other request or a change that we have is under the maintenance and upkeep, which is third from the bottom. That we had at, I believe, $3,300. we are requesting to change that to $51,290. And that's, I can explain that in our explanation after. But other than that, those are the only
dispatch,
the only updates that we had since we had forwarded the proposed
dispatch
to you.
Number
any questions?
29.
Where was that again in the dispatch?
That was under dispatch.
Third from the bottom.
Third from the bottom. Maintenance and
maintenance
upkeep.
And upkeep.
Yes, sir.
What was the number again, please?
51290.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any specific questions for Lieutenant on the police department budgets, animal control, dispatch, public safety building?
Yeah, I've got a few, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, under police protection, which is 10-8-20, I assume that your first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items are all due to collective bargaining that's not been completed yet, so we don't have the up-to-date information on that?
The first 4, correct. Yeah. The fifth one should be the overtime line item.
All right, I got secretary, administrative assistant. I got chief of police, police salaries. All right. You're
yes.
right. I'm sorry.
Yes,
first 4 are all in collective bargaining.
Yes, they are all. I checked with finance because they're typically the ones that will calculate that according to the CBAs, and he was unable to have them completed for tonight.
Okay.
So,
overtime grants. I see it's 0, and you put hurts us in parentheses. Kind of give us a
that is. The overtime grants, what it does is, if you put it into our budget, if it gets put into our budget, that is money that is accounted towards our budget, for, you know, simple factoring. However, that is, for lack of better words, it's a revolving account. We work our grants, whatever they may be. We've up to, we're up to four or five grants now that we are funded. Mm-hmm. We work that overtime. We bill the town. The town fronts the money. However, quarterly, I send a, send an invoice to the state, and they reimburse. So it's kind of a, it's a line item that's used against our budget in the long run. I mean, I'm sure you understand what I'm saying, sir.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Your law enforcement grants, appears it's going up considerably from 13,000 last year to 25,000. Can you give us a quick
yes, the law enforcement programs line item, we are increasing or asking to increase that. What we have done, or what we've come across with the, that line item, is all the programs that we need to fund to support the police. Over our first year, we were able to, in the beginning, we were able to kind of borrow it from another area of our budget, and or IT assisted us in fronting money to get these programs up and running, such as our VCS, which is our scheduling programming. We have, I'm looking for the other one because I'm drawing a blank right now. There's another large, our Power DMS, which is the large one, which is our accreditation program that we need. Again, IT helped us fund it and get that going off the bat. So these are all costs that have come down and have to be absorbed into our budget now. And we've also had other things come up, like the SRT contribution to our regional SWAT team that we belong to. The chiefs had gotten together and they made up their bylaws or their agreement as far as the SRT team, and part of that was to each town to fund, put some money into a kitty so that they had a pool for funding of equipment and things of that for the regional team. So that's something that's going to be an annual fund that came up on us. So with all the line items that I had listed underneath the explanation, you know, plus we have our law enforcement council, which is our annual, which they increased every year. This year it's a 2.5% increase. And then we have other nominal, our Quaker Hill Rod and Gun Club, our NESPIN, our 1033 program, our annual memberships to CPCA, IACP, that all kind of helps fall into why we had to increase that line item so much.
Now, you mentioned that other area municipalities also contribute to that fund.
Yes, sir.
Is there a formula that they use, or are you all basically putting in the same amount of money?
It's an equal fund, yes, sir.
Equal funding? Okay.
Yes.
Under dispatch, again, the first one, two, three, that's all collective bargaining, I assume. Dispatcher salaries, part-time and overtime?
The overtime, well, we just changed the part-time salaries.
Just the first one. My bad.
Yes, sir, dispatchers. Just the first one. That's,
my bad.
Again, yes, that is the CBA issue as well. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, and then you put the other one in the upkeep so I can get rid of that. All right, down in the animal control. Again, when is, this is probably a loaded question, when do they anticipate the new facility being complete?
The hope is they're going to be beginning construction in approximately a month or so, weather dependent. And the second hope after that is that by the end of the year, we will be occupying it.
Okay.
That's the hope. With that said, as you obviously have caught on the animal control facility, the building maintenance, our propane / electricity, things that we're trying to predict for the future, we're going to have about a half of a budget year occupying the new facility. So the propane / electricity, we kind of put that number in there because we're not sure what we're going to need for electricity for the first year. We're not sure propane-wise. It's going to probably be minimal propane because we use that more in the colder months. By then, hopefully, we'll be into the new facility. You know, and then the building and maintenance, that we'd put in that $5,000 amount because Once the system, building gets up and running, there's going to be maintenance for the air handling units, filters, things of that nature. I had conversed with the Public Works Director, and most of these are things he had recommended for, items they come across that need daily maintenance, or yearly maintenance, rather, okay. Or monthly sometimes.
That clarifies that. I kind of thought that's what it was, but I just wanted to hear it from you.
Yes, sir.
I know this is a pretty big jump in uniforms. I assume more people, or is this just getting more expensive, or it's up from 630 from 500 to 1,000?
Yes, more people. Historically, to my knowledge, the animal control officer, or the animal control office, if you will, department has had, they've funded an ACO and then 2 to 3 part-timers. Since we took over the ACO, we've had the ACO, and which is under the police department, but then we had one part-timer. We've now upped it to 2 part-timers to help alleviate some of the load, and we also anticipate, again, with the new building coming, we don't know where we're going to land as far as hands needed.
Then I assume miscellaneous supplies, again, that's kind of fluid. Safety equipment could be fluid with this new building?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, again, it's fluid, like you said.
Okay. State licenses, that's another one. Vet fees, I'm assuming that we're looking at the possibility of housing more animals, so therefore could be increased fees?
Yes, there could be. One of the main locations we go to now was recently bought out by a larger conglomerate in the state, and right now they say our prices are staying the same, but we don't know. And we rely heavily on donated funds for vet bills, which right now we're doing well with. However, that could dry or change at any time, which they're getting low now, honestly. And we have seen recently an influx in animals, especially animals that need vet care. So our bills have kind of picked up over the last month.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I got.
I have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
You said for propane, is there just have to be propane, or is oil another choice?
Well, propane is currently used as one of the main heating sources for the smaller facility that's there.
Okay.
So that's why the line item was initially under propane. I added electricity because that's what we'll be converting to.
Okay.
With the new facility.
All right. Because my son works for an oil company, so if I could talk to his boss and get it cheaper, I didn't know how to.
Yeah, it's going to be electric heat.
Oh, okay.
Electric driven.
Okay. All right.
Anybody else have any questions for Lieutenant?
Do you want to just talk about the new change in the maintenance and upkeep under the dispatch?
Yes, I was going to go back to that if nobody did, but yes. So the maintenance and upkeep, that the drastic change in that, let me just find my notes. What that comes down to is that we have what we use, a program we use in dispatch is called PowerPhone. PowerPhone is a system that is a multi-purpose system. One, it supplies all the training and recertification that our dispatchers need to maintain the training and certification for their positions. Fire dispatching, police dispatching, there's a whole slew. There's literally hundreds of actually training that they offer now that is part of their program that are electives, if you will. But more importantly, it supplies the main training that they need. With that comes the EMD part of it, which is the emergency dispatch part of it. It's under state statute that dispatches are supposed to be doing this. We do it on a more critical incident level. On a basic level, we don't do it so much because if somebody calls up and, I stub my toe, and there's really not much to EMD with that.
Sure.
But it is still technically required by law. So in order for us, we recently took a trip to Groton town to see their dispatch system. And how they integrate their EMD. They have a different program they use. However, they have NextGen as well. Their program they use interfaces with NextGen. So every call that they dispatch, their EMD automatically pops up onto the screen, and that's part of the call. any information they fill out, it tells them the questions to ask, and depending on whatever it is. And then everything they do and all the inputs they make automatically feeds into NextGen. So it's going to come up on the fire department's tablets so that they can see the information firsthand right in their vehicles. Now, the problem with, I shouldn't say the problem, the caveat with going to this is that it's an expensive upfront cost to buy into the Cadillac PowerPhone version, if you will. And that's what we need to get this to happen, to get it to interface, which it's the first time, it's a startup initial fee of $44,599, which is what increases that line item to that. That's a one-time fee. And then after that, we will have an annual cost of $1,689.85. So that large number is just a one-time large fee, if you will. I don't know if that helps explain it or.
I don't mean to cut him off. Just to, I had been speaking with the people at PowerPhone, or Rapid Response, First Response, whatever the case is, because I told them that you know, that amount was going to be considerably higher than I think we can afford this year. I asked them if they would be willing to cut that over 2 years, which, after checking with some of their managers, they said that they could cut that cost in half, so we're not coming up with that much money up front. It would be, I think, $22,000 the first year and $22,000 the second year. So if that helps at all. I didn't mean to cut Lieutenant Radford off.
So I don't know if that answers your question, Counselor.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're going to change this the budget request to $22,000 instead of $51,000.
So we could
What
it would be then would be removing the. It would take 22 off. So
that's going to be.
So what? 29.
Under which one? Yeah, 29.
Dispatch.
You need your real number.
So instead of 51,290, it's going to go down.
Well, we're going to get the figure here shortly.
So a real number for the budget, that number, the 51,290, would be less $22,299.50. So whatever that math would be.
Round it up to 22.3. Make it easy. So that would put you at 332.050.
No, two.
I'm just doing it off a laptop. That's the only reason I'm.
That should be the. So it would leave that line item basically, you know, off the request that we've done. We can change that line item for the request to $28,990.50.
Instead of 22,300?
That would be inclusive of everything.
All right, so 28?
$28,990.50. That would be the first installment.
And then next year we'd be asking for the same amount. And then after that?
Just the 7,000. Yep. I just want to get the bottom line figure correct, so because that's the one we're going to approve.
Yes.
Including the $5,000 that we going to add in for the part-time dispatcher salary.
Oh, the bot. Okay, I see what you're saying. So that would be.
What are you looking for, the final number?
Minus. So that bottom line figure would then become $338,740.50.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just round it to 741.
Works for me, sir.
Okay. Any other questions for the police department and associated? I want to close this, then we'll vote on this, and then we'll go on to the next group, so we're not trying to backtrack. We're just closing it, so this is the last time you have a question. Like a motion to approve the, we'll go through each one here.
A second.
Nope. We're going to do one at a time here because they're separate items. So we didn't make any changes to police protection. So the bottom line for police protection minus salaries that will come from finance, $667,000. Do I have a motion?
Is that 108.20?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 108.20. Now that, do I have a motion on that?
I'll make that a motion.
Have a second?
A second.
Okay. I just want to clarify that is it's a big number, but when you incorporate all of the salaries, it gets a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. So.
Which salaries is that not include?
It would not include first four line items, 16, 30, 40, and 75. 51016, 30, 40, and 75.
First four.
Yep.
16, 30, 40, and 25.
75. Yep. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillette?
Yes.
All right. Next we have...
Mr. Chairman, just 667 even.
Yeah.
Well,
667 with three zeros, yes. All right, next we'll do dispatch.
Make a motion that we approve the dispatch budget, which is line item 10870. And that's what the changes that Lieutenant Radford had added to the part-time salaries for dispatchers, the maintenance and upkeep. Mm-hmm. And it is minus 510.44, which is a dispatcher's salaries. That is in the amount of $338,741.
I have a second.
Second.
Repeat that number for me, please.
338.741.
Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
5-0 passed. Public safety building. Next item.
I'll make a motion that we accept the public safety building line item 10890 with no changes as presented in the amount of $78,400.
Second.
Any comments, questions?
78 what?
78400.
I thought, if I may, unless my sheet is wrong, I think it was 79.
No, well, we have 78.
That's 78.
I have 79.
What do you have exactly, LT?
I have 79400.
All right, and for electricity, I've got 53.
Okay, so there was apparently I let me see if I have an explanation for that, or I might have had a typo. Looks like the typo is my error. I did a typo. I must have. Public Safety Building, 10890.
I'm just writing.
Yeah, that's my error. I apologize. I have a typo in my copy for some reason.
So is 78 okay?
78400, yes, sir.
It's okay.
78400 is the correct amount. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Bauer.
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan.
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart.
Yes.
Commissioner Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Gillette.
Yes.
5-0 passes. Next is animal control.
Make a motion that we accept the animal control line item, which is 10850, in the amount of $32,700.
Have a second?
Second.
Any questions, comments? Roll call vote.
Sorry. Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, that's all the general budgets. We still have to do the police department capital improvement plan.
Okay. Forgot about that. Yeah, I guess.
You had three plans you gave us. SIP A, which is for the tasers, the SIP Form A for the vest, and then the SIP Form B, which is, I believe, the culmination of the two A's.
Yes, sir. It's just a summary, yes.
So I'll make this easy. Under that one, which is the culmination of the two, and I believe I was at a council meeting when you discussed this about the tasers. So what you've been able to do is negotiate a price with your vendor that they're going to hold for the entire 5 years. So there are no increases over the 5 years to buy these tasers?
Correct. Yes,
correct?
Sir.
And also under the ballistic vests, just so I understand, in this year's budget, there is 20,000 for them already?
Yes, sir. We requested last year 40 be broken into 2 years.
And then there'd be 20 in this budget, which would take the total to 40,000, which you'd need to replace everything that's
yes,
got to be done.
Correct.
Okay. That's the only question I had.
Okay. So our bottom line for this year is going to be 48,211.
Do we have to, I mean, there's three different plans, but I would think we just, the culmination of the number really is, would you guys agree? It's all we need to really approve?
Well, that's what I'm saying. 48,211 right, encompasses the 25,26 for both items.
All right, I'll make a motion that, hang on a second, yeah. Sorry, I'm working off a laptop, so I'm trying to instead of printing stuff off.
What's
I'll make
speed,
a motion that we approve the capital budget for the police department. And that would be in the amount of
48,211.
$48,211.
16 cents is what it's on the thing.
I didn't have a 16 cents in there.
One right there?
I'm looking at this one. This is the one they sent us.
That's the one I got too.
Oh, yeah, some of the forms, I do see it on one of them. Some of the forms, the Excel sheets that they provided us, when it adds up or when it transfers into another line, it does cut the change off for some reason. So on the Form B, which is the total, is one of them that did cut it off. But on the Form A part, it does show the 16 cents underneath the improvement for the tasers.
So you need the 16 cents then?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. I will amend my motion to $48,211.16.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Any other comments, questions? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Gillette?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Passes 5-0. I guess that's it for...
And before you sit down, I would just like to thank you for the budget explanation you gave. It was helpful. I know maybe some of my questions might have been answered in there, but thank you for that. That really, that kind of tied a lot of stuff together, so
absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, thank you.
Before I have the run, I sent you all an email today, and also the town council. We just got a check for a little over $11,000 from the Stanton Foundation, the Stanton Canine Foundation. That is for our new canine gunner, Officer Mora, who's going through his first week of a 17-week program at the State Police Academy. But the Stanton Foundation in Massachusetts, Mike reached out to them after Barrett was killed in the line of duty, and they covered the whole cost of the dog and the armor for the dog. So,
excellent.
Very good.
Copied you guys on an email with that, and we're very happy. The only thing they're asking for is that when Officer Moore graduates with Canine Gunner, that they get a nice picture of the two of them. So we'll make sure we take care of that. So
one quick question, Chief, if I could. I didn't mean to. I know there is other components of your budget that we don't see, such as vehicles, fuel, all that kind of stuff.
That's correct.
Just for me to get a sense. How many police cruisers do you guys replace? You got them up for this year? Do you do them every year?
We're on schedule to do three a year.
Three a year?
Yes.
What do they usually get for miles on? I don't. If you can't answer it, it's okay. I'm not trying to trick you or anything. I'm just, because we don't see that. That's all part of public works.
It varies, but they're anywhere typically in the area 120 to 140 by the time they come off the road. We try to keep it less than that because that's actually very high for a vehicle being on the road.
Do.
But what we try and do is when we get newer vehicles, we try and cycle our older vehicles, some of the older vehicles down to our SROs that simply go back and forth to school so that it's not taxing the vehicle as much as an emergency response. Mm-hmm. And if they work overtime, they take the opportunity to take a newer vehicle. But that's what we try and do. But typically, 120 to 140 is what it ends up when they come off the road.
So are you getting these state contract, state bid?
Yes, sir.
That way you're getting the best
best
bang for your buck, supposedly.
Yes, we use a company called, it's MHQ, but it's now McGovern MHQ up in Middletown. It's a one-stop shopping. We order the vehicles. They come in, and when they tell us they're ready, they're lettered, they're outfitted, they're ready to go.
Perfect. All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Next, Chief Suarez, you still on the phone? You had called in.
I am, yes.
Okay. All right, we'll do the fire departments next, and all four fire departments got a roughly 3.1% increase. Any questions on fire departments or anything you want to tell us, Chief Suarez?
What was the question?
Well, is there anything you want to tell us about your budget?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I can hear the noise.
Hold on a minute, Chief. I'm going to unravel this thing here. A lot of moving parts.
One.
Got enough cord to take it across the street there, Mayor.
How's that?
All right, can you hear now?
Any better, Chief?
Chief, how do you hear us now?
Pretty good.
Okay. Is there anything you want to tell us about your budget? Anything in particular?
Other than that, it doesn't really reflect reality, yeah. I mean, it costs a lot more than that to run the department, but the 3% increase is adequate. We'll get by with our ambulance billing.
Yeah, we understand that situation. Anybody have any questions for Chief Suarez?
Yeah, I'm going to ask the same questions of every chief, so I'm not, I will be harassing everybody the same. Oh, there's no, whatever. On your equipment repairs, Chief, what have you got in that line item that you anticipate having issues with, or how do you want to, however you want to put it?
Well, we allocate a certain per year because, I mean, equipment breaks, you know, whether it's a chainsaw or a tool, you know, one of our service vehicles breaks.
Yeah, I mean, it's decreased by almost 10 grand, so that's the reason I asked.
Well, we have a lot of newer equipment, newer vehicles, and, I've been there a lot here. I mean, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. I'm
that's okay.
Traffic out here in D.C. I just have speakerphone sitting in traffic.
No. I just was wondering because it did go down by $10,000, so... I was just wondering why.
It was down. I mean, I had to make the numbers work. $103,000. That's why. I mean, my actual numbers are probably quite a bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it cost us $436,000 last year. You know, and I anticipated being over $480,000 this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm not going to ask for that because I know it's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. All right, on radio repairs, I mean, obviously we're doing upgrades to the radio system in town here, so I assume this is trying to keep what you have presently in operating condition in anticipation of getting new equipment in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, if we get new equipment, that line item will use it for something else, but I mean... We're constantly repairing radios, and I don't have a lot of faith that we're going to be in new radios anytime soon.
Okay. Your new replacement equipment, you're down by $17,000. Give me an idea of what you're looking at replacing this year with new, if you wouldn't mind.
Again, it's just going to be some more tools, hand tools, power tools.
Okay.
Nothing too expensive. You know, we're starting to set money aside so that when we need to, we can replace our hydraulic tools with e-tools.
Okay. How many sets of turnout gear do you anticipate purchasing this year?
As of right now, none.
None? Okay. And the turnout gear that you presently, have?
My oldest set in service right now is from 2019.
Okay. And the gear that you have, you're doing the annual testing on all of it as per NFPA 1851?
Yes.
And that was done this past year?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's all I got. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it.
Any other questions? I guess we're done with you, Chief Suarez, so you can hang up and concentrate on driving through traffic in D.C.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. All right.
Well, be safe in your travels.
Be safe anyway.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll just keep you talking.
Okay. Next.
I'll make a motion.
We'll do all four of those at the same time or at the end. Chief Messier, Oakdale. I guess the same question. You have any explanation for your changes on your budget?
Vehicle fuel went up a little bit, but that's understandable. Training went up a little bit. We did get some money from the state that helped keep that cost down. You can see some stuff has gone down, not because it didn't cost less, it's because the ambulance is paying the difference. It's basically however my treasurer wants to pay the bills. If he feels generous and takes it out of the ambulance that time, that's where it comes from. At the end of the day, we understand this is what we get, and we make it work. That's the long and the short of it.
How many sets of turnout gear are you guys planning on purchasing this year?
The town just purchased us 5 more sets. I don't plan on purchasing any sets on my end. And yes, we do annually test them, and we just did it, I want to say, May, June timeframe, somewhere in that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Did you want to talk about the capital before I leave?
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet.
Oh, he didn't send it to you?
No.
I'm probably kind of too late to send it to you now. So. Do you want me to talk about it? Did anybody get it?
I don't have a question on the capital, but I have a question on the budget. Not a question, but for the record, Chief, and I should have asked this of Chief Suarez, but this is also a 3.1% increase?
They are across the board. Every firehouse is the same amount.
Okay. Just for the record, if you would just state what the operating budget of your facility is?
$103,000.
No, your operating budget. What it takes for me? To run your company, to run your station.
For my company, I'm right around $350,000.
$350,000?
Mm-hmm.
Suarez, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
He said 480.
What is it? What is your operating budget approximately?
He said 480.
Well, it was 436 last year. I anticipated being in the neighborhood of 480 this year with natural gas prices going up by 50%.
So the number again is what, 480?
Yeah.
So that's what I anticipated to be for this coming year.
480.
Yeah, this coming year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anything else for Chief Messier?
You said 350, right, Chief?
Yep. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Chief Truex, Chesterfield. Same idea. You've made changes to the budget within the confines of how much you're going to get. Any explanation for the changes?
Yeah, we anticipate fuel oil going up, so we increased vehicle fuel. Training, we increased that a little bit. Heating oil and electricity has gone up, so we increased there. And then increased a little bit on new and replacement equipment. our budget request is the same as the others. All the chiefs got together, said, hey, $103,000. It's a little bit over a 3% increase. Our operating budget is around $320,000, I believe. I know you're asking about turnout gear, and as Chief Messer said, the town just purchased out of the capital plan. We did a bulk purchase, and each department got 4 or 5 sets. But that doesn't cover helmets, that doesn't cover gloves, that doesn't cover flash hoods, that doesn't cover boots. So this year I'll be purchasing out of the current year's budget, and then we have some that are getting close to their 10-year point, so those will also have to be replaced.
And what was your operating cost, 320, Chief?
Right around 320. I don't have the exact amount on me.
The one thing I noticed about your budget that was different than everybody else's was snow removal. You're the only one that puts in for snow removal. Is that?
That's to cover, like, the salt and stuff that we use.
It's all right.
We do our own plowing.
Okay.
But
that's what I wanted to know.
Salt and sand, things like that.
Okay. Perfect.
And maintenance to the plow. Because, well, you got to do that or your plow's going to break.
Fair enough.
Any other questions for Chief Truex? Okay. We have Montville's Montville Fire Department's budget. Any, Chief Turner is not available. Apparently, he's working. Any questions on it? We can always ask them later. Okay. Hearing no.
I would assume then this turnout gear bulk purchase, I assume he got new turnout gear as well this year.
All four departments did.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. We don't know what his operating budget is, though. It's the only thing.
If there's no other questions for the fire department budgets, I think we can probably safely do a vote on with all four, since they're all the same, and we'll just list it that way. So, have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the operating budget for the Oakdale Fire Department, Oakdale Fire Company, excuse me, in amount of $103,000. The Chesterfield Fire Company in the amount of $103,000. The Montville Fire Company in the amount of $103,000. And the Mohegan Fire Company in the amount of $103,000.
Have a second?
Second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Burrow?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillette?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Next, building department.
Oh my God, we got paper. Good thing I'm running out of room.
So this is the spreadsheet. The big spreadsheet you guys all hopefully have a copy of, looked at it.
You are so efficient. But wait,
an hour. $75 an hour.
So if you'd state your name and.
Good evening, Commission members, Mayor. I'm Doug Coulter. I'm the building official for the town of Montville. And this is the first time some of you had met me, so I thought I'd just give you a quick synopsis, bring you up to date on where we're at. As many of you know, I work for the Council of Governments, and I cover the region of several towns around here. And I'm on duty here in Montville 5 days a week, 9 to 5. But I'm actually physically in town about 16 hours a week. And we rely heavily on our two retired building officials, Dave and Vern, to cover the times when I'm not here. But since we are all experienced senior men, and we've all run departments before, it's very easy for us to work together. And that kind of Swiss cheese management has worked out very well, and we've been able to meet the needs of the town with this system. Part of my mandate is to work myself out of a job. So I've been working with the mayor and our personnel director on a training program to hire and train and promote from within. There's a paucity of licensed, experienced building officials on the market. There's high competition. The going rate for a building official right now is $130,000 a year. And at the rates that we're at with our collective bargaining agreement, we can't attract talent to that position. So the fallback, after several years of trying to recruit from the field, is to go through this training program. So we have a candidate who's been training since October. We expect him to be licensed in the junior level as a assistant building official within a month. And then we would hope that he meets the criteria that the town needs to hire him and bring him on full time. And then we'll be in a position to start rolling back our contract backfill, which would be me, Vern, and Dave. And we hope that if that model is successful, to repeat that process again and do another trainee at some point in the next fiscal year. So since our budget is skewed from what it normally looks like, our ask this year is more in line with what we're actually doing. rather than the typical two-man department. One thing to keep in mind, when you're looking at a salary budget line item here, you're not seeing the additional costs that aren't part of that budget request. So when we charge a contractor to a salary line, that contractor's cost includes all the gross up for fringe benefits that would normally be paid from another budget in this town. And that's not an insignificant amount. Fringe sounds like a de minimis term, but it's not. It's 100% markup. So when you see a line item there for a salaried building official, it actually costs us twice that much to pay that person. So if I take a contractor now who has the entire cost in their bill and I charge it to that line, it looks like we're spending more, but we're not. So right now there's pressure on our existing budget. We're bumping up against the limits of it because all those items are included that weren't contemplated. In an attempt to make this budget more realistic in what we're actually spending, we've adapted it for the next year to reflect the contractor's costs. And that is going to be subsidized partly by not having those additional expenses on the other end, on the personnel side. Some of the things that we incur for costs running this department that are not part of this budget are vehicles. We have capital costs. We have operating costs of vehicles. The fringe benefits I just spoke about. General municipal overhead. We take up the mayor's time and the finance department's time. We have a physical plant in the building, and that takes heat and air conditioning and electricity. We have temporary coverage we have to bring in that's not part of our general budget. Legal support is unfortunately a very large line item for us that's not part of this budget. That comes out of the mayor's budget. Recruiting, training, and other just general overhead items. And as such, we think about running the building department more like an enterprise. And in municipal finance, we don't think about each department's revenue and expenses like a business. But this is an unfunded mandate. The building code is a state law. State law says you have to have the building department. And they make the rules on how we run it. And they don't fund it. So in 1970, when they walked into the mayor and said, you have to now hire a building official, he said, well, how am I going to pay for it? And they said, user fees. So our permit fee revenue has to cover not only what you see, but all the other things I didn't talk about. So right now, we've had years where we've lost money, and we've had years where we've made money. But right now we're on track, if everything goes well for the balance of the year, to return $180,000 above and beyond our operating budget. And again, that money is not a profit or surplus to the town, because it does have to cover all of those other things I talked about. So along with this budget, we will be talking to the mayor about revenue enhancement and other opportunities there might be to increase that. Some of the accomplishments this year, we have our inspection request times down to less than 3 days. Our permit turnaround time for a decision, at least a preliminary decision, is 3 days. We are less than 3 weeks for final permit issuance from application on most applications. We are training to hire. We are supporting a $28 million industry. That's $28 million of our economy is supported by this building department. That construction industry can't run without us. We're an integral part of what they do. We're on track to return that surplus to the town. We, in our blight department, we brought in a fine revenue of $10,000 this year, and we have filed two liens of $118,000 each that we will eventually collect on when these properties are sold. So that's where we're at with trying to manage it in the best interest of the taxpayers. And I've provided some line item explanations on what these things mean, and happy to answer any questions you have.
I just like to say thank you so much for giving this information to us, and the department notes were very, very helpful with understanding the components of your budget. The total for this budget, from what I'm seeing, unless I miss it, is $442,635. Is that the correct total?
Yes.
And then you've got some capital non-reoccurring items in there?
Yes.
The amount of $40,000?
Yes. I just want to say that this budget has been presented to the Finance Department and the mayor, but they have not had their piece to say on it yet.
Understood. No, I your explanation is I didn't realize some of these things myself about a building department and what's required of it, and another one of these unfunded mandates that we all have to hopefully get enough revenue to break even here, or maybe get a little bit to put back into the fund balance or whatever. But not to repeat myself, but I mean, I thank you for the explanation and taking time to explain all this to us, because it's very helpful understanding how things work.
There are years where we have hit the fund balance, so the years that we can put back is a good thing.
Anybody else have any questions, comments? Entertain a motion to approve the building department's budget at $442,635.
About the capital non-recurring, is that going to be separate? Yeah, probably should.
Yeah, let's do that separate.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the building department budget in the amount of as presented, in the amount of $442,635.00.
No second?
Second. I second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Gillette?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes. We also have $40,000 in capital non-reoccurring.
I'll make a motion that we approve the capital non-reoccurring component of the budget for the building department in the amount of $40,000.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Yes.
5-0, motion passes. Thank you very much, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Commission.
Fire Marshal.
There's a turn up here.
Good evening. Paul Barnes, Fire Marshal.
What can you tell us about your proposed budgets that we need to know?
So under the three items that I have, emergency management, fire marshal, and fire protection, you'll see a few increases. Most of those increases are due to the present economy. Under the fire protection, it's to accommodate the two hires that we are currently seeking at this time, and just general economy mainly. I can answer specific questions.
Okay, we know that the on fire protection, the four firehouses, we've already taken care of those. So that's why those are blank. They should be filled in with 103, but fireman salary and overtime, that probably would come from finance, and you haven't gotten that yet?
That would come from finance, and the career staff union right now are in negotiations, or are going to be starting negotiations, so that number could possibly change.
Yeah, so that leaves training and conferences is blank.
I spoke to Commissioner Baker this evening. I forgot to add that in there. There is no increase for that.
So it 3,000. Stays at 3,000.
Correct.
So your final budget is 174,250.
Correct.
Any other questions?
Just a couple, Paul, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Under uniforms, there was an increase there of $2,000, again, economy-driven.
Is this for fire protection?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
The uniform increase under that would be to accommodate the two new hires, as well as replacement uniforms for the guys on the line.
Now, these are work uniforms or?
Correct.
Okay.
Work pants, boots, shirts.
Okay. Contract uniform allowance.
That's set by the contract.
So that is different than the regular uniforms?
The uniform allowance is like a cleaning allowance for the guys. Because of the products that they sometimes encounter, they have to use special soaps and like that. It accommodates that.
And those are done in gear washers in the station when that happens?
Usually gear washers in the stations. Sometimes they do end up going home. So... It like all that. Depends.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Equipment maintenance and repair, you're up $10,000 this year?
Yes.
What are you looking at as far as that goes?
Well, if you look at the 2024 expenditure versus what I was allotted for, $92,000, I think we are almost at $100,000 already with vehicle maintenance and repairs. My office handles all the repair costs for all town apparatus. Prices have gone up. They deal with Corville's Garage, Bulldog, and E.J. Boughton.
Whatever came out of, we had a conversation last year, which it just hit me. Whatever came out of that generator with Mohegan's rig?
I believe the town took care of that.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah, because I know we had that conversation about that's a little bit above and beyond what you should be dealing with. That's a major failure. That's
correct.
Yeah, that should.
No, I think the town paid that bill.
Okay. Let's see what I got here. Medical waste removal. I can see what that's all about.
Well, for the medical waste removal, there's a container behind Montville, and that's where they pick it all up. I pay that bill. Their prices went up.
Okay. On your turnout gear, I assume some of this increase is going to be to cover the four sets of gear that are going to be required of the two new hires?
Not just four sets of gear, four helmets,
boots. Four sets complete, yes.
And I have to replace five sets of gear this year.
Okay.
For the online guys.
Now, are you guys also having your turnout gear tested as per NFPA 1851 as far as the inspections, as far as hydrostatic testing? After the three-year mark, is that all being done?
They're being visually inspected. They have not been hydrostatically inspected yet.
Right, because I know there is a requirement in there after the three-year mark where it's a little more intense what you're looking at, like what the volunteer guys do is they bring a independent source in and they have everything tested and looked at.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying that I'm asking that about yours because if I remember right, you've got some stuff that's back to 2018, I think, is when you changed somewhere around there. 2018, you guys went to Morning Pride?
I don't have those numbers right now.
I'm thinking. So you've got some gear that's approaching 7 years old?
Yes.
Which should be being tested more rigorously than the new stuff you're getting.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's something that I would, because God forbid something happens.
Oh, yeah.
OSHA's going to come walking through the door, and they're going to be looking for records.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if this is something where in next year's budget, me personally, I wouldn't mind that being broke out to know what that cost would be annually to have your stuff tested.
Sure.
And I know it's going to be an increase, probably. But again, I want to make sure that everybody is protected and we're doing it the way we
That'd
should
be a separate
do
line item, yeah.
So, okay. And I'll ask the same thing. I know that your vehicles go through Public Works.
Correct.
What are you anticipating over the coming budget?
I'm looking for two vehicles this year.
Two?
John's vehicle is having mechanical issues. A couple times it was taken off the road because of the mechanical issues. Mine's getting on in years. It's a 2012. It's got 118,000 miles on it. Things are starting to fall apart. So I'm looking for two vehicles this year.
How many miles yours got on it, John? A million?
Mine's got 108,000 miles on it.
Oh, not bad, yeah.
Yeah, good for another 30.
Transmission's going on.
That's good for another 20.
Now, how would that fall into play? Would you guys, you guys would be getting new, hopefully, and not hand-me-downs, or how would that work?
They would be new from MHQ.
Okay.
Same place the police get their vehicles.
Now, you'd be looking at the same style of vehicle you currently have?
No, we're looking for pickup trucks.
You know, pardon me?
Pickup trucks.
Okay.
Similar to the one the police department just got.
Right, exactly. The one the police department just got, identical to that.
With a cap on it to be able to store your stuff in the back?
There'd be a difference with either a cap or a tonneau cover with a slide-out tray.
Yeah, I was going to say the nice aluminum slide-out trays to put your stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're not going to go to the SUV type of stuff?
No. Okay. No, because we want to keep our gear separate from the passenger compartment.
And the FAA standards coming to the point where I'm going to have to separate my gear from the compartment that I drive in. So.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to put it in the back somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, I mean, it would be, I'm not trying to micromanage this, but two-door truck or maybe a quad cab with room to put stuff in the back also as well.
It'd be identical to the one that the police have right now.
I haven't seen that. Yeah,
It's a four-door cab.
Okay.
It's an F-150. Okay. I think it's a six-foot bed or an eight-foot bed.
Okay.
Six.
And it's roughly $52,000 fully equipped.
Okay.
That's lights, sirens.
Everything.
Wires for the radios.
Soup to nuts.
Perfect. Just plug and play for the radios.
I believe it's four-wheel drive, too, right, Paul?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. And let me see. That was yours. Emergency management. I see some increases there.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move to
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Any other questions on the fire protection budget?
Mr. Chairman, what's the total on that? 108?
174,250.
Without the salaries. Oh, without the fire department.
Without the top five lines, six lines.
Without the what?
Without the top six lines.
You know, this should be, wait a minute, let me try something here.
These salaries should be able to be computed because they are what they are.
103, what are they? 100
additional people, right?
Yeah, I just don't have a figure.
I have never figured out the salaries. Finance has always done that.
Okay.
What's the fire department? 103,000 even?
You don't want me figuring out salaries. People be making $1 million.
So it's 174,250 plus.
I want to work for you.
We're looking for two additional people.
Correct.
Okay. So based on what the salaries were last year, they are this year, with two additional people. And we don't have any numbers on that?
I don't have them in front of me, no.
I do have those numbers that I brought up to one of the other meetings with me in my laptop. If you want me to find them, I can get you. I mean, we don't know whether it's family plan or not. There's quite a fluctuation between a single guy up to a family plan.
Nope.
If you want to make an assumption.
Nope, we're talking about just their salaries.
Just their salaries.
No benefits.
Just their salaries.
Yeah, but there, again, that depends on what level we're at, too. There's different steps, correct?
No, they start off at the same level. They stay up on.
Right. Let me take a look at something here. Let me see if I can find it. If you don't mind, just give me a second here. Let me look.
So besides the salaries, what else are we missing?
And I put the fire department's numbers
in. Yeah, the four fire departments were not provided on this sheet. We can add them in.
I do have it total, so I probably can give you a number here in a minute,
right,
if you want. Let me just look up the other thing. You guys just give me a second. Cost of firefighter.
Paul, did you provide a spreadsheet with everything that you do know of? In other words, what the increases are now, minus the salaries, minus the four fire.
Yes, four I've hours. Submitted that to finance.
Okay. And that's the 174,250?
Correct.
All right, so what I got for a cost of new employee for FY24-25, and this came from the finance director, which I read off one of the other meetings. Mm-hmm. We talked about hiring two versus one. Just the base salary is $63,576.
$63,576?
Correct. Now, again, you've got payroll taxes, you've got pension in there, so
that'll go into
insurance, all that garbage.
Entirely different. But the basic cost, entry level, is $63,576.
As for FY24-25.
Right.
Understood. So we're looking at two of those then, Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be 63,576 times two, right?
Well,
times 16.
Yes. For our purposes here, it's going to be times 14, right?
16.
16.
That number times 16? No.
No, the total number.
Yeah. You got 16. You got to have 16 firefighters.
16 firefighters making right. different salaries.
Yeah.
That's what I was steps. Trying to say. You've got a different okay. steps.
So if you take the 63,576 mm-hmm. for the two new ones.
Correct.
Right, that's what I was saying.
That's
just a
127,152.
Say that
127,152.
Correct.
152. On top of
that's for two.
On top of what was adopted last year at 958,664.
958,664. So then add that to this, right?
Yeah. So we'd add all three of that.
958,664.
Was 958 last year?
Yep.
And that was inclusive of insurance.
I say 127.
No.
What did I say? 127.
Well, if you
127,152.
Who's got a calculator?
958.
So 958.
On top of the 127 is 985.
No, I got 1085,816.
I'm sorry, you're right. 10.
You're missing something. Mm-hmm. You're missing the 174,250.
1.085.
No,
right.
Yep. No, you're missing
1,085,000. That was the number I came up with.
That was these two plus this.
All right, let me go back here and let me plug these numbers in.
So we're not including the 174 in it.
Give me just 2 seconds.
Right, because we'd have the 958 plus the 127.
Because your budget totals at the bottom, so I'm just getting totals on it.
Okay.
All right, where am I here? Fire marshal budget.
I could have done long division, but.
No, that's fine. So we got the both numbers.
All right, Mayor, what I've got is 103,000 times four for the four fire companies in there. What do you want to put in for firefighter salary? A million?
1,085,816.
I'm going to read that back to you, sir. 1,085,816.
Right.
Okay. Now we've got overtime.
Right.
Which we can't account for right at this point.
Well, here's the thing. And this is just for discussion. We were basing last year's overtime on, I'm not sure what we based it on, but we were saying 100,000. I'm not sure where that figure came from.
I'm not sure either. I think that came from Barbara.
I think she just gave a 10%.
Well,
like a guesstimate.
She
gave an actual.
You layer. Threw numbers out. Timmy threw numbers out. She threw numbers out, and we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she just threw a guesstimate out.
Well, the department requested you last year requested 160,000.
Right.
Right, but that was something that was. Cut after you proposed it.
Right.
If not mistaken.
And you still got contractually obligated over time you're going to pay with 16 people.
Well, I think for our purposes here, it's important that if the public safety is going to recommend that the full staffing at 16,
mm-hmm.
just take it from there.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your budget increase is based on the other line items for uniforms and training, physicals, and everything right on down the
correct
line, with the exception of the four houses.
Correct.
And overtime and firemen salaries.
Correct.
You've already expended $154,020 this year in overtime.
Yeah, but that was because...
I'm trying to think of how we're going to put, what number you want to put in there.
Well, I'm personally, I think we might be comfortable with 160.
Once all 16 get on, we should be comfortable with anywhere between 160 and 180,000. Because then we're only covering sick time, personal time, and vacations.
And special events.
Yeah.
And with this one here, I was covering eight, almost 14 shifts a month with overtime.
So what number are you comfortable with, 160? Mayor?
Split the difference and say 170.
I was going to say, if he says between 170? 160 and 180, I'd go 170.
Split the difference.
Right?
That's fair.
It's up to the boss. 170?
170 is good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You're 180.
Yeah. All right, hang on a second here.
20. It's Monopoly money.
Oh. Got to keep the firefighters happy.
All right, so I've got in there for firemen salaries. 51,045, 1,085,816. 51,100 for the overtime is 170. And then the four fire departments at 103,000 each, and that fills everything that you had in there.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the total I have that's totaling here on this program is $1,842,066.
Yep. And I got that with a calculator.
1 million, 1.8?
1,842,066.
Right.
That's what I thought.
One, okay.
That's what I got.
Get that.
Good job.
Laura, did you get that?
I'll take that in small bills.
1,042,066.
Unmarked.
All right.
Okay, which, so we're talking about a $200,000 increase.
Yep.
That's with the addition of two
bodies.
Two people. Okay.
Yep.
Which, yeah, when you look at the firefighters and the benefits and everything, I mean, with the insurances, yeah, I bet you you're going to be pretty close.
No, that's not even counting the insurance.
It's just salary.
It's just baseline.
Yep.
Because last year, we left here, we adopted 1.6.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
1602,904. I'll make a motion. I mean, if everybody's comfortable with those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Does that include all of the system and everything we've been talking about for the last year and a half?
ESO no. And all that?
Is no. That in there?
No, that's under the fire marshal one.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's getting paid for.
All right.
All right.
If there's no more questions on the fire protection, we can go ahead and vote on it.
All right. I will make a motion to approve the fire protection component of the fire marshal's office, which is 10880, in the amount of $1,842,066.
Second that.
Any other questions, discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Bauer.
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan.
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart.
Yes.
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 Okay, we have two more to go, three more to go. Let's do emergency management.
A couple of quick questions, Paul, I've got. Training and conferences, you went up $500. Miscellaneous supplies.
10810.
Got that?
0810.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Miscellaneous supplies. You went from 5 to 1,000. Equipment maintenance and repair. I assume that's on your vehicles.
No, that's actually on our four gas meters.
Okay. And office equipment, are you going to purchase something?
Office equipment, so under the emergency management side of this, Commissioner Stewart knows we do our millstone drills. Mm-hmm. During those millstone drills, millstone actually pays for meals. But we have to provide the utensils and like that to eat them with. So it comes from that.
Okay.
We have whiteboards that we have to purchase, dry erase markers, the spray, the erasers, things like that. Mm-hmm. Also, too, under the miscellaneous supplies, I'm looking to purchase this year emergency management flyers or pamphlets, generator safety for hurricanes, hurricane safety, evacuation, flooding. So... And the trainings and conferences, both myself and John attend conferences from time to time, and as everything else, those prices are going up.
For the course and obviously transportation, your gas and all that garbage?
No, we use our town vehicles.
Just your training course?
I'm sorry?
Just the cost of the course is going up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Two questions. We've gotten rid of Everbridge.
Correct.
Whatever we're replacing it with,
it's not my cost. The town's adopting that cost.
Okay.
Everbridge was costing us, we're using that money plus some other funds to offset the costs, and the actual overall cost is going to be less than Everbridge.
Okay. I mean, that's great. I'm just worried about, or just thinking about where it's going to be covered, if it's going to be covered under your budget. Okay.
No, that's going to come off. That's going to come off of that 54028 will come off of there. That'll come off.
Okay. Then the other question is the top three lines. Salaries.
So my salary, half of my salary for emergency management comes from the State Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security through a grant program.
Mm-hmm.
That changes year to year, and I don't know how much it is. So I can't even venture a guess to put in there.
Well, does that explanation provide or extend to all three of you?
No, just mine.
Okay.
Just my salary. And again, I'll reiterate it again. When I first took over, I was told by Terry Hart, who was our finance director at the time, she will figure out all the salaries because it's contracted, benefits, and like that. So I was told, don't even try it.
What about your secretary? Is that something that's in collective bargaining at this point for your secretary?
I believe their collective bargaining is still ongoing.
Okay.
I don't know if they've settled their contract or not.
And John, you too? John
falls under the firefighters.
You're with the firefighters.
Correct.
So that's open.
Correct.
Just for the record, I think I misspoke on that Everbridge. I think Everbridge is going to remain there, but it is not going to be what we paid last year.
It's not going to be funded?
It's not going to be $10,288.
Why would Everbridge stay there if we're not able to use it?
Because we have decided where we're going to relocate that, if we're going to relocate that.
Okay.
But it's still a messaging system. By the stretch of the imagination, is it emergency management? I don't think so, but it could be by the stretch of imagination. So we haven't decided yet.
Okay. So you're just going to keep the line there. Yeah. Okay.
Mayor, when we started digging into that, wasn't there a contractual obligation with the Everbridge that carried it on, and therefore that would be a result of the additional paying the next year?
We got them to agree to cancel the agreement.
Okay.
So it was due in December.
Yes.
Right? That's when the contract... Right. Was supposed to be renewed, and we applied that amount of money towards the purchase of
the town app.
The app, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other questions on the emergency management, looking for a motion to approve that for $20,500.
Well, it's going to be, how are we going to handle those salaries, Mayor? Do you want to put a number in there
minus
for that?
Salaries.
Up top, there's nothing in there for the fire marshal, the secretary, or the deputy fire marshal. So this budget's going to be a lot more than $20,500.
Okay. We can use those salaries that we got there now.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that there's a contractual requirement that's going to change that. So if you use the $20,500 on top of
198
first three,
and then
what do you mean times three?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, hold it. What is the
those two
hers was 25,390.
20,000 plus their three salaries.
25,390.
Oh, I don't know their salaries.
And then John's yours was adopted 20, current 36, year 8, would have 45. Been 36,845.
Okay.
36
plus
36,845. All right. So, Paul's, you're at 44,863.
Oh, man,
your secretary, 25,390.
That's kind of
36,845. So that brings it to 127.
Brian, what'd you say the final was, please?
Pardon me?
What was the number? 36?
The final number?
Fire marshal's salary based on last year's adopted budget was 44,644.
664.
I'm sorry, 44.
664.
664, my bad.
Okay.
And the secretary was 25,390.
Okay.
Deputy fire marshal was 36,845.
Okay.
So that brings us to 127,399 for that component of the budget.
Okay. Then we'd add the 20,000.
With the understanding that their in collective bargain is going to be an adjustment that's going to have to be made.
So we'd be looking at the 127,399 plus the 20,500.
Right.
For a total.
Okay.
You got that over there, Brian?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
127,500.
That was the existing figure we had here.
So it'd be 147.
We've added this, which.
899.
Yeah, 147,899.
Yep.
The whole column.
Yeah, 127,390.
That includes everything for the emergency management, 127,399.
Right.
Okay. Motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the emergency management component of the fire marshal's budget, 10,810, with the understanding that there's going to have to be some salary adjustments made based on collective bargaining. Any amount of 127,399.
Second. Have a second.
Oh, second. Sorry.
Kind of confusing the way you do it.
Roll
that.
Call vote.
I thought he said second.
I thought he seconded.
Oh, I can't do
that. I know.
Commissioner Bauer?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Zubek?
Yes.
Okay.
I want you to hear me.
Hmm? Motion passes 5-0. Fire marshal's budget. Right now it's at 21,340 without the components of the salary, and I would assume that we're going to carry over the same way we did with emergency management.
44,644. 36,845.
I could just point out on the fire marshal budget, four down, number 52200, that should say ESO, not EOS.
That's in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
a typo.
Fix that.
Okay.
Which one are you talking about, Paul?
It should say ESO, not EOS.
Where?
Under fire marshal, four lines down.
3004?
52200 under 10830.
So the acronym's backwards.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even have that.
But that wasn't there last year?
ESO was, but it's twisted around. It should say ESO, not EOS.
EOS, yeah, it's ESO.
I'm looking at last year's adopted budget.
Oh, you're in the book.
I don't see the 52200.
All right, so
thank you.
We're using the same salaries for the fire marshal, secretary, and deputy that we used in the previous emergency management budget.
So I have a question. Uniforms went last year we had adopted $500, and now we're going up to $2,000.
Let me look. 500. Yes, because with the inspections that we're doing, we're damaging clothing. Sometimes our clothing that we wear to investigations. So we're damaging clothing. I have to replace it. So, and Capitol uniforms prices have gone up. So, yes.
Okay.
Reference materials, you're up $1,000 as well.
I'm sorry?
Reference materials here double from last year. You went from 1,000 to 2,000.
Correct. New code books.
Okay. And again, with fire prevention supplies, that went from 2,500 to 4,000.
Yep. I'm going to let John explain that one.
Okay.
So with the increase with it this year, when I brought it up, this year it was a success. We actually had a couple more events this year, like we had the Home Depot Safety Day and a couple of other events that we did. And I've also been doing the fire extinguisher prop and training with a lot of the people around here. So that's creating an increase on it because I'm getting out the literature and the things of that nature. Also, I want to push to go into the daycares this year. That is a big thing that it's the next step up. And then at some point, maybe push into the middle school. Like as time goes, as the years go by and the budget increases, it's to get out to, hopefully up to at least to the high school so I can get to the seniors, because there's a lot of discussion when they go off to college. Fire safety is a big issue when it comes to the colleges. Mm-hmm. So knowledge before they go into college so that they have that is good. But right now I'm just going little by little. So, and also it was mentioned that when I spoke to the town council, one of the counselors stated that put in what I needed plus whatever to get more into like the daycares and things like that. So it was recommended by the town council also.
How many daycares do we have in town?
In town?
Right now we have three licensed daycares, commercial daycares. The in-home daycares that we don't know about, obviously we can't get into. But we have three licensed daycares right along 32.
Four
licensed
daycares. Okay. Yeah, Colchester.
So those are the only ones that you're going into to do the programs or inspections or whatever.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And I can just say, John's fire prevention program is phenomenal. I've had so much positive feedback. He's great with the kids. He's a certified fire life safety instructor for fire prevention. I think $4,000 really isn't enough for what he needs, but it's a start. And that's coloring books, pamphlets, stickers, pencils, the things that the kids love, the helmets. Mm-hmm. So.
Also, just on the record that this year we had a juvenile fire summit, which I'm working hand in hand, case by case, with the parents and the juvenile fire center, because they did start a fire inside the home and outside the home. So just let you know that that's part of that too. So that'll increase. Hopefully we won't have any more, but it's tough to say. So
good.
Is there another daycare
going up and up Route 85 and Chesterfield Road?
Yeah, that one's we're still in the planning stages for that one.
It could happen next year, though.
Could, yeah. That one's going to be larger than what we have now.
Really, Rogerfield's larger?
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
So does everything grandiose, doesn't he?
Deputy, question for you. The to me, that seems like a good opportunity for a recruiting campaign for the fire department. Do they help at all with that? Wouldn't you go out and you do all these great community things that you mentioned with training opportunities with the kids in the high school and all that? To me, that would seem like a great opportunity for our four fire companies to team up with you or partner up with you, use that as a recruiting campaign to, even at the high school level, to bring some of those kids that have interest, they can share and talk and maybe do a little recruiting. Is there any of that type of, and I know we're talking budget, but I'm just curious if there's any type of a union there where the two of you work together for that type
of
stuff.
I can actually comment on that. When I went to fire prevention, due to the career staff being very busy, they were unavailable. The only fire department that did assist was Chesterfield, and I very much thank them for showing up and helping out with us. They were it was great to have them there. But as far as the rest of the companies, no, I did not. When it came to the safety day, we did have a couple departments that showed up. Don't quote me which ones, because I was busy with my stuff. But there were quite a few of them there. So I'm hoping that we can get this coming year all the departments to show up at all the schools, because when kids don't have trucks to look at, it's kind of discouraging. So,
thank you, Deb.
As far as the recruitment goes, a lot of schools in the area do a career day. Montville does not do this. Career day is the best time to get a firefighter in there to talk about either being a volunteer or a paid firefighter, doesn't matter. Get them in there and recruit who they can.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, any other questions, comments on the fire marshal's budget?
Where did we leave off?
No, we're at 21.3.
Have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we accept the fire marshal component of the fire marshal's budget, which is 10.830, in the amount of 128.219.
Have a second?
Wait a minute.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Yes.
Mr. Baker?
Yes.
Mr. Stewart?
Yes.
Mr. Callahan?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. One item left. And this is the capital improvement program for the fire marshal's office.
I think this was just him, and this is for
him. Yeah, I've got a couple of questions on this. You've got two mobile radios in there. I assume that is for your new vehicles, or no?
Yes, for myself and for my deputy for the 800 band.
Okay, so
we're getting a call.
You want to cover that out of the... I know we've got the radio upgrade program, which is going to be inclusive of a lot of components, mobiles, portables, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You want to step out of that for yourself and do it? I mean, we're getting to the... I don't know.
to answer that, I put in for this last year,
mm-hmm,
for the 20 portables and the two mobiles. It nobody ever contacted me,
mm-hmm,
and the last I knew, the town council had approved $300,000 for, mm-hmm, purchase of radios.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nobody contacted me. I did not think I was involved in that, so I'm putting in for it again, mm-hmm, for my office and the career firefighters.
So this is, all right, that's your two for your mobiles. I think my opinion is, I mean, we're looking at $75,000 here. And if there is this program, this upgrade program going on out there, I'm just concerned about splitting up the funding in the different areas. It's supposed to be inclusive of everything, so I think we've got to get a little better communication going here.
Communication and clarification.
Yeah, but who's on first and who's on second, plain English. I understand that these portables also, every firefighter, they wants one of their own portables. I don't know that I agree with that, especially when we only got four. This isn't City New London. It's not Norwich. We don't have 16 people on duty, so we have to know for accountability that much more than what we have here. If you had four radios and a couple spares, and you just swap them off at the end of the shift, whether it be designator 1, 2, 3, 4, the numbers change. That's all it would change. The name would change. That's an administrative type thing. So I think I would rather have this investigated a little further through that committee and try to root out what we're going to do here and how we're going to do it. And I would like to push it out another year. But again, with the caveat that we sit down and have a serious discussion with everybody about how this is going to work.
I disagree with only the four radios for the specific fact that major storms, most of the guys, if not all the guys, would be coming in to assist. They need their own radios. Each one has an identifier on it and an emergency button. Uh-huh. The radios that I'm looking at are the same ones we're carrying now. Uh-huh. So the only thing I'd be replacing is the body of the radio and the antenna. The batteries work. The ones we have now would work in the new ones. Same thing with the holsters, the straps, uh-huh. the lapel mics. They're all identical.
So these are going to be better radios than the volunteers would have in a house?
Not better. Same.
They'd have their own identifiers.
They're supposed to all have identifiers.
Okay. So my point is, again, we've got four people on duty. It's an administrative thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if you're carrying radio 1, 2, 3, 4, you just change the name, just changes. That's all it changes during the day. And from what I understand from talking to three of the four chiefs, they wouldn't have an issue if one was out of service taking one off of an engine and giving it to the guy and say, here you go, use that for the day, and then when we're done, or the other one comes back in, put it back in where you found it. But I just, again, we're trying to come up with a budget for this entire change. And I just don't like the idea of fragmenting it. Because we need a plan. So I would like to see some better communication to get this plan in business so you'll know you're part of the plan.
I'd like to be included in the radio committee then. I'm not included in that.
I know. That's not up to...
I know. And I should be included.
I hear you.
But so, just for the record, I still disagree with only the four. I think each and every one of them should have their own, as they do now.
So how many total handheld radios are you talking about?
20.
20.
16 for the guys.
Right.
One for John, one for me, and two backups.
Are any of the... is there any need for any mobile units?
One for John and one for me.
So it's 20 handhelds and one and two mobile units.
Correct.
What does that come out to?
For the 20 portables, $65,400. For the two mobiles, $9,918.
Is that it?
That's my questions and concerns.
What else is on the CIP besides the radios?
I have firefighter gear lockers.
Firefighter gear lockers?
Correct.
And the question on that is, how many lockers are you
buying? So, unfortunately, I got a better price after I sent the budget out. For three, 8-gear roll-away lockers, which are metal mesh, the total is $13,950.
And have you had conversation with the chiefs about putting these in the station?
I have not yet. I wanted to secure this first and then talk to them, because right now in Mohegan, the career staff gear is in volunteer lockers. And I feel we should get those out, give them back to the volunteers. In Oakdale, and Oakdale is the same thing. The same thing with Chesterfield. Chesterfield, some of the guys' gear is on the floor because the volunteers have their lockers. And their gear cannot be on the floor. It needs to be hanging up. So I would purchase and provide them with these. That's why they're on wheels. They can roll away, out of sight, out of mind.
Thing I'm concerned about is making sure that there is room in these stations, and having a conversation with the chiefs of the stations and say, hey, can we do this?
Yeah.
I mean, not just come in the door and go, here, put them somewhere.
How many gear lockers?
Three.
Total of three?
Total of three. Each one holds eight sets of gear. So one would go to Mohegan, one would go to Chesterfield, one would go to Oakdale as of right now.
And these hold one set each, not two sets each?
Eight sets.
They hold eight sets.
Understood.
So it'd be two sets
of gear. Saying, are they eight separate cubicles or four cubicles that hold two sets each? Because they both have two sets of gear. Last I remember, many years ago, my experience is they make them both ways.
Well,
so if you're going to have a firefighter that's got two sets of gears.
Things have changed since then.
Huh?
Things have changed since then.
It's calling the old.
This is what they look like.
And these aren't secured either.
No, they're not security.
He said they're on wheels.
He said they're on wheels so they can push them out of the
secured,
way.
Secured, locked.
So no, they're not secured and locked.
There, they can lock it.
They're
on the floor now, so to get them off the floor, I think, is a better plan.
I'm just saying that.
They're not secured now.
No.
My point.
We don't need them secured because every firehouse has cameras inside, okay. And nobody has ever messed with any set of gear. We're not even worried about that. I just want to get the gear off the floor and give the gear lockers back to the volunteers that deserve them.
Sounds like a good plan.
All right.
Steve, can you slide that right when you're done?
Yep. So what's the new price?
$13,950. That includes shipping and everything
three
else.
Of them.
And that's for three of them.
That's for three.
And they have to be assembled?
Yes.
So then I have a total. Are we looking at a total of the 20 portables, the two mobile, and then the three gear together? The whole total of all of those, I have at
$89,268.
Say that again. So with the total of the 20 portables, the two mobiles, and the three lockers, the total I have is $89,268.
Any other questions? Wants to make a motion to approve the Fire Marshal's Capital Improvement Plan at a total of $89,268.
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Bowers?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
No.
Commissioner
Yes.
Motion passes 4-1. And I believe that's the only thing, that was the last one to do.
Is that right?
Remarks from the public. 3-minute limit, anything. Remarks from the public. 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public. Okay.
Hey, I got something.
Okay.
It's Matt's word, too. Hey, yep. When it comes to the deal rosters, we have space available for their, if they get new gear lockers. Just throw that out there.
Say that again.
Say that again, please.
Say it again, Matt.
We have an area designated for their new gear lockers if they get them.
Okay.
Okay, you're having an area designated for their new gear rack, right? Is that what you said? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Very good.
Are you buying them too, Chief?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, made it clear, that's all.
Remarks from the mayor.
This is going to be a tough pill to swallow. It isn't only public safety. This is not going to be a good year. I'll do the best I can. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Our town council.
We have faith.
Liaison left.
Yep.
Okay. Remarks from commissioners. Commissioner Gillette.
All set.
Baker.
All set.
Bauer.
Just want to thank everybody for showing up. Obviously, it's just a fire department, fire marshal's left. So. But thanks, everybody, for coming and explaining everything. It definitely helped out a lot, so I appreciate it. Appreciate all the effort you guys put into creating the budget. I know it's a challenge, and it's not never fun putting budgets together and being grilled while you're up here answering the questions. So just appreciate it, and thank you.
Mr. Callahan.
Nope, just drive safe. It might be icy out there.
Yeah, we have a number of storms coming in the near future. I'd like to say that I think this process went pretty good. I wish we would have all the information before we started, salaries. One of the items that doesn't show up in any of these budgets, and it was kind of touched on, and that is that the vehicle fuel, and all these departments use fuel. We have no accountability for that. It's all taken care of by Public Works, I understand, but there's no indication on how much the fire marshal's office is spending on fuel, using, not spending, because they're not out of their budget. Same thing with vehicles. It would be nice to see what vehicles are being looked at to be replaced. I don't know if we can change that. Don't know how we would change it. But anyway.
No, similar to us not knowing that the police department was getting new ones. We didn't know about the fire. Nobody knew about the truck until it showed up on
Facebook.
Well,
and that's kind of the point. The fire department has to come. The fire departments have to come and say, we need a truck, and we go through the hoops and everything. But if you need a new police car, just put it on a.
Yeah, we didn't see or approve any of that. So
it's.
So if we're going to go, if we're going to ask of that of the fire, then I think we should ask of that of the police. If we're going to make a rule, it's like a uniformed rule, is my point.
But I don't know where that, town council would have to apparently change something, and I don't know. Anyway. Not hearing anything else that needs to come before this special meeting. Motion to adjourn is in order.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 No.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Wow, you're really
off the lights tonight.